are listening to the Goal Digger Guide podcast. I'm your host, Breanne Burke. I'm here to help you to become the ambitious, confident, daring woman you are meant to be. I'll provide you with a no BS approach on tips, tricks, and takeaways that you will be able to implement into your life to further strive in becoming the best version of yourself. Learn to show up with your shoulders back, your head held high, while being unapologetically you. Attract what is meant to be yours through self-love, education, insight, and inspiration. Now let's get real AF. Hello, and welcome back to the Goal Digger Guide podcast. I'm your host, Breanne Burke, and I'm excited about today's episode. I'm going to keep it short and sweet and juicy and digestible for you because sometimes I notice when I am listening to podcasts, I really love it when something really hits home. It's striking. It gets me right where I need to. And there's just a tangible takeaway that I can honestly implement into my life immediately upon receiving this information. And then other times, I love a good lengthy podcast. I get really into the story. I want to know all of the things. And I think it's important to have contrast. Contrast in all areas of our life. As y'all know, if you've been following me for a while, I'm a big advocate for like seasons and contrast highs and lows. And I think I really stick to that also in delivering content, because I think that's really important. And I know as a listener, that is also something that I like. So if you're wanting something lengthy with a story, all of the things, listen to last week's episode, What to Do When Life Throws You a Curveball, because that really entails a lot of different takeaways. And this week, it's going to be more pointed. It's going to be short and it's going to be concise. However, I will, of course, as always, give you a little bit of a life update. So for those of you following my journey from a health perspective, I'm doing pretty good. Honestly, pretty good. Healing, obviously. I probably sound even better than last week's recording. My cold is starting to clear up. And I'm just making a big effort to be really strict with my boundaries and be really diligent with my time management, because I honestly have to. I've moved out meetings, canceled events, things that I just have really needed in order to fill my cup back up. Because a lot of the time, something that, again, I've spoken about so many times, I find it really easy to tap into my masculine energy. I find it really easy to fill up my calendar. I find it really easy to do a million things at a time during the day. However, that oftentimes will lead to some form of burnout, whether that's me physically getting sick, something happening in my life, needing me to like literally put the brakes on something. You know, life will really throw me a curveball. That's what it'll do, to put me in halt mode and be like, yo, Brie, calm your shit. Like, let's chill out, tap back into your feminine energy a little bit to find that happy medium. So I've been really, really diligent again with how I've been spending my time and energy, because I've needed to. So this past weekend, I was with friends and family and that felt really good. I'm not doing any like crazy movement right now. Of course, no working out or anything like that. Healing, lots of like on the couch with the heating pad. And all I want to do is take a damn bath. Like all I want to do is take a bath, but I can't just because it's not recommended during this like healing process. So it is what it is. And I'm just like taking it easy. And this week is going to be a fantastic week. And then we're leading into the long weekend, May 2 for cottage season, baby. And we're all about that. We'll get a lot of family time in. And then on Tuesday, I will be flying out to Europe to one of my favorite cities. So this city I went to many moons ago when I was actually studying in Sweden. And I'm just so excited to go there. And I'm really excited to give y'all the updates. So that's a little bit of a life update for me, and I'm excited to be here this week and kind of tell you what's on my heart, what's on my mind, and something that's been really resonating with me and something that I've actually recently done myself, and it's something that I'm going to continue to revisit. Now, what we are going to be talking about today is the concept, an idea, an act of living in alignment with your values. Now, I know values is something that is often talked about to a degree. Like I know in a lot of work settings, you talk about values, maybe your family values, your partner, romantic values, right? Values with your friendship, values about your own character. Yes, from a high level perspective, this is something that I think is talked about fairly frequently. However, When it actually comes down to living in alignment with your values, I notice that there is a disconnect. There is a bit of a lack, and there's something missing that makes this a little bit messy. And I'm here to give you some insight and support on how to actually live in alignment with your values. Because when you are not living in alignment with your values, you are going to feel a lot of resistance. A lot of resistance. You're going to feel like a chain that needs some serious oil. There's going to be usually a lot of self-sabotage to differing degrees, right? Sometimes it's really extreme. Sometimes it's just like little. There's oftentimes like guilt and shame and a lot of heavy emotions here because you're a little bit confused. You don't really know what to do. And one way you're like, oh, I want to do this. And this maybe feels nostalgic. This feels familiar. These are my bad habits that actually bring me a lot of comfort. But those aren't in alignment with your values of what's important to you right now. So it's going to be this vicious cycle of you ultimately acting out in your life and in your human experience in a way that isn't serving your highest self, which ultimately leads to your future self. So it's what can you do today? What can you do now to move the needle forward for your future? To start embodying the person that you desire to truly be. And as I said, this really gets tangled up quite a bit in this concept of self-sabotage. And if you want to learn more about self-sabotage, I have an episode a few weeks ago that I really dive deep into this. So make sure to go back and listen to that. It's very insightful. There's a lot of takeaways. But for living in alignment with your values, I'm going to give you some examples because your values, just like you, are going to change depending on the season you're in, depending on your age, your environment, your surroundings, your goals, your desires. They're going to change as they should. Your values aren't going to stay the same your entire life. Your values when you're 19 years old sure as hell aren't going to be the same when you're 40 and if you have a family, right? Your values are going to differ depending on your career and financially, like different things are going to contribute to what your values are. But my recommendation is to take your top 5 values and actually understand and assess how you're living in alignment with your values in your life. Because I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Say that your top values are love, friendship, companionship, family, but you're working 60 hours a week. You live far away from your family and friends. You spend your time scrolling on social media instead of calling your family and having that connection because you're in your head. You don't want to complain. You don't want to be a nuisance, or you just can't be bothered because you're exhausted. That is not going to feel good. Now, that's a little bit of a negative example. It's like, who the hell wants to work 60 hours a week? Who wants to live away from their family and friends? But sometimes it can be really good things. Like say your top values are family, love, connection, but you're traveling all the time for work and you are rarely seeing those people and you're rarely feeling connected because you're constantly with new people. That's going to feel some form of resistance in your life and energetically. Or travel is a part of one of your values, but you stay in your hometown. You never veer outside your comfort zone. You don't have any savings put aside to do any type of traveling. You won't even do little trips out to other cities. There's always complaints involved. There are always excuses involved. But all you desire to do is to go traveling, to explore the world, to explore your surroundings, to further connect to yourself, whether you're traveling on your own or with other people. Your values are saving a lot of money and growing a business of your own and exploring different career options and really building your own empire and making your own brand, right? I'm going down this like really entrepreneur-like mindset, but you're still hanging out with the same people that just want to party 24/7 and have no desire to, I don't want to say necessarily better themselves, but more so they have no desire to do anything outside of their current job. That's just not their jam. And that's totally cool. They're very happy with their current lifestyle and they don't really want to change it. And there's nothing wrong with that. But where there is something wrong is the fact that you do have that feeling and you are very much a reflection of who you're in close proximity to. So how can you change some areas of your life keeping connections that are near and dear to your heart. There's nothing wrong with that. However, also recognizing when you've outgrown some people and also recognizing where you're actually limiting yourself because you're not putting yourself in an environment or surrounding by people that attract opportunities into your life, right? So my suggestion here to start to understand how you can really be living in alignment with your values is set aside 30 minutes of time to be like, I'm sitting down and really figuring out like my values of what I want in my life. Like what is important to me, what is not important to me, okay? So firstly, the first step is to set aside time to actually do this instead of just like listening to me talk here, thinking about it, and then kind of putting it on the back burner. Literally set aside time. Secondly, is what you want to do is actually look through a list of values. My recommendation is looking through Brene Brown, B-R-E-N-E Brown, list of values. She honestly has like 150 or 100 values that she has on this document. If you look it up on Google, it's literally going to be the very first thing that pops up. She's amazing, amazing. She's very inspirational. She's very, very smart and very insightful. Look through her list of values and start to circle the ones that stick out to you and then start to narrow them down. Really start to narrow them down. So this is actually going to require some work on your end. I would say narrow it down to about 5 values to your core. And I know there's going to be some, it's like, oh, I want this one too. It's this one. And you want to keep it at 10. Like, no, narrow it down to 5. We are all about simplifying, making it clear, making it digestible. From there, I want you to actually assess where you are and are not living in alignment with your values. The biggest takeaway here is you need to start to understand where you actually self-sabotage. Maybe it's really obvious to you, right? Like maybe it's really in your face. Maybe you're very aware of what it is that you do, where you self-sabotage, okay? You start dating the same type of people. You're going out and staying out till 4 a.m. and you're drained and you're hungover and you don't really come back to life or want to have any motivation or anything like that till halfway through the week. And then you just rinse and repeat and you do it again the next weekend. You want to work on your fitness journey, but you refuse to get a gym membership or set a time, like money aside or time aside to focus on that thing, like whatever it is, right? Maybe it's something that's like very obvious to you, like you're very aware of it. Or sometimes it's like very blinded and hidden and secretive to a degree, right? Our subconscious mind, remember, is never going to make you a liar. So whatever you keep telling it, it's going to believe. And it's always wanting to keep you safe. So with that being said, it's going to keep you in an area of familiarity, right? To keep you in your comfort zone. And it's going to always take the path of least resistance. So it's going to take that easy route. Okay. So understand that sometimes you need to literally shine a big ass spotlight on the blueprint of your life to understand where your energy leaks are, where you're spending your time, energy, and money in ways that do not serve you. Sometimes it does actually require you to sit down for 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes and go through a sheet of paper to gain clarity. Because it's one thing to just listen to a podcast and be like, I'm into self-development. I listen to a podcast. I go to yoga once a week. Other times it actually requires you to just sit down and do the work, you know, instead of taking the time at the end of your night to scroll on social media and look at things that aren't serving you. Literally set a time. I'm struggling with it, but I keep saying it on repeat. Set aside time to actually do this, to actually go through and do this. This is so simple and easy and beneficial and supportive. And not a lot of people do it. It's not like this massive thing that is so heavy and weighing and takes you on this crazy emotional experience. But sometimes that's all it is just the simple stuff. And I feel as though, again, we talk about values a lot from a high level, but I don't think a lot of people actually understand what it's like living in alignment with your values. Because when you actually live in alignment with your values that you currently hold in your heart and in your soul, in your energetic makeup at this season in your life, you will be thriving. You will be thriving because you will start to feel fulfilled. You will start to feel connected to yourself. You'll start to feel you have purpose and you gain momentum and you feel motivation. And even when that motivation isn't there, you start to feel more discipline. Discipline becomes more accessible to you because you understand your bigger picture, because you are now very aware of where you don't want to be spending your time, energy, and money, that because it doesn't make you feel good. You know, ignorance is bliss. Like, ignorance is bliss. When you don't know, it's easier when you don't know. But if you actually want to do the work, if you feel sticky, if you feel stuck, if you're like, you know what, Brie, I actually have no idea what my top five values are. Like, I wonder if this would be beneficial to me or it wouldn't. Just give it a go. Give this little exercise a go and see if it hits home and let me know. Tag me in an Instagram post, slide into my DMs. Let me know if this is something that resonates with you, because this is a practice that I do actually a few times a year. And it's always different. It really is, because I feel as though since I started my self-development journey about 7 years ago, I have changed an insane amount, like an insane amount. I am not the same person I was 6 months ago. And my priorities have shifted. I'm in a different season. I got different things going on. You know, I live in a new area. I work different jobs and I'm in a completely different role now. My vision is different for my business, right? My priorities are different. I'm stronger with my boundaries and what I really want to do in this upcoming season of my life. So it's really important to come back to this, because I think sometimes we get so caught up in our lives, in the mundane stuff, and just schedule, right? Filling up the calendars, as what I was talking about at the beginning of this episode, that next thing you know, it's the new year. And it's like, well, shit, like, how good did I feel for this year? Like, you know, as I said, there's meant to be contrast. We're meant to have lows. We're meant to feel sadness, anger, but happiness and joy. But if you are looking back kind of at your life in a certain amount of time and you're feeling like, I felt lost for kind of a while. I don't really know what I want to do. I feel like I'm a little bit in the same cycle of not really feeling fulfilled and I can't really figure it out. Stop everything else. Let everything else go and just simplify and start to look at your values and how you can start living in more alignment with your values. Different habits that you can drop, different habits that you can pick up. It doesn't need to be anything drastic, but you'll notice the moment you start to live in alignment with your values, it will then put you in a position to start embodying your higher self, which is when magical shit literally happens. Momentum happens, doors start opening, opportunities start to become available to you. And you just need to put yourself in that position where you're open to it and you're available for it. And you're like, honey, I am here. Let's go. Start with your values and see where you can live in alignment with them. And that is completely up to you. And it's very personal. And I'm really excited for you to do this. And I hope this hits home. I hope it resonates. As I told you, I'm going to keep this episode short and digestible and juicy. If you loved it, let me know. I love you. I hope you have a fantastic week. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Gold Digger Guide podcast. If you're looking to find more ways on how to up-level your life, you can find me on Instagram at Brianne Burke, where I share all my tips and tricks on everything mindset and productivity. I am here to serve you, so please share a review, let me know what you want to hear, and let's grow together.